keeps it up.
Well, she's fought a long time.
Yeah.
No, you're talking about Limerick. His family come from Limerick, Ireland. And our oldest daughter was overseas. And she was flying back home. And they must have been flying pretty low. And she said what a pretty view it was. And the pilot said, well, this is Limerick Island.
Oh.
And he said that he wished he could fly over Limerick City. That was a beautiful place. So she was and got to fly over Limerick Island, and she didn't know about it. She told him, she says, well, I'm a too. And he says, well, I wish I could fly you over the city, but they was on the island, you know. And she said, well, I'm and I've seen some of where my great-granddaddy come from.
That's really nice. Mm-hmm. Now, I just asked you that question of what would you call a person who had been a slave before the Civil War? Skin is either black or brown. Just everyday conversation.
Would you call them Indian?
No.
What would you call them?
I didn't understand.
A person whose parents were slaves during the Civil War. What would you say if you were telling me about that part of town? What section would you call that part of town?
Well, let's call the Nigger Quarter down there.
Pardon?
Nigger Quarter.
Yeah, that's all I needed to know.
Nigger
Quarter. Yeah. Now, I'll just ask you again, and you give me the answer, and I'll move right on to the next one. What would you call the people who were slaves in this country before the Civil War?
The Nigger.
The Nigger, as far as I know.
Well, good, that's exactly
black
it.
Man, a black man, I reckon you better put it down.
Well, I don't write anything down. Some people say that now. Some people still don't. Well, suppose you were very angry at a Negro person and thought he was very trifling and no good. How would you refer to him?
Well, he's just no good.
Okay. And there wouldn't be any special word you would use to make it be that it was a black, you know, a Negro person?
Say a Negro.
Pardon?
Negro.
Okay. How do you normally refer to a person that's a member of the same race as you and I?
White.
Okay. Suppose some Negro person was really angry at a white person, what do you think they'd call him behind his back?
Well, I really don't know.
Cracker.
A cracker, I reckon.
That's what the nigger calls us.
That's what they call you?
Yeah, cracker.
Suppose a man had a fishing rod that he liked very, very much, and his young son broke it carelessly. You might say that the man got awfully
angry
about it. Would you ever say anything like riled?
Like what?
Riled up.
Yeah, they do get riled up when they get mad.
Okay, which one would you say, do you think?
Well, I guess riled up.
Okay.
Be more appropriate.
Suppose you'd been working very hard all day long. By nighttime, you might say, man, I'm really
tired.
The school nurse sent a little boy home early because he, at school.
He was bad at school.
Uh-huh, but the nurse sent him home.
Oh, he was sick.
If a person has a sick feeling down here, you would say he feels sick
at his stomach.
What do you call a noisy, prankish celebration immediately after a wedding? And that at this, some of the guests tease and embarrass the bride and groom.
Well, they was just teasing them, I suppose.
Did you have any special name for a kind of party after the wedding?
The bridal party.
Uh-huh. Okay. What do some people call a spook to frighten children with? They might say to a child, you'd better behave or I'll get you.
What do you call that? The spook is going to get you.
Uh-huh. Would you say that again?
If you don't behave, the spookies will get you.
Okay. Do you think they might say anything else?